Talk Live, 855-453. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Nemi.
855-453. Ian is off to some city council meeting. I'm certain to bring joy into every city councilor's heart.
I know. But ours too, because they'll come back and tell us all about it.
I think it's there's some kind of... Somebody's talking about pot at one of these city council meetings.
Yeah, that was what I heard.
Yeah, it's his favorite subject. He just can't stay away. Anyway, you can give us a call at 855-450-FREE. You can go to freetalklive.com. We make everything, most things on the website there available to you for free. And we'll take your calls this evening about whatever it is you want to talk about. Let's go to Benjamin, calling in from California. Benjamin, whoops, I think I pushed the wrong button.
You did.
Yep, no doubt.
You should call back.
He'll call back, I'm sure he will. this is the problem with having the B team on.
But, hey, I'm not the B team. See, there he is, right on.
Yep, there you go. Benjamin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh. how's it going, guys?
All's
good. Hi.
All right, so a lot has been in the news about Martin Luther King's 50th anniversary of his Have a Dream speech. And it reminded me of a story from the Civil Rights era that always gets me, especially when people talk about doing civil disobedience currently here in America. And that is, there were a group of people who went to go participate in civil disobedience and actually rode buses from out of state down into the South.
Freedom Riders.
Called the Freedom Riders.
Yeah.
And something that people just gloss over, don't think about, is that before they left on their trip, they got together with a lawyer and had their last will and testament filled out, made sure all that stuff was in order, because they knew what kind of thing they were going into. This wasn't a theoretical, the police might beat me up or things might go poorly. This was a very real problem they were going to have to face, is violence and possibly death. And that's not something we have to deal with currently, doing civil disobedience.
When I think about that situation, I'm very familiar with the Freedom Riders and their thing there. But oftentimes, like for instance, I guess with the Bearcat thing going on in Concord, New Hampshire, the Free State Project is involved in it. And one of their little taglines for it is, more Mayberry, less Fallujah, is the, and they've got little, a bear cat with Andy and Opie in front of it, and just kind of comparing and contrasting Mayberry, the Hollywood's Mayberry, with Fallujah, and where bear cats were in fact used, as I understand it, and they are a military vehicle. And I wonder, when I hear about, we're talking about the 50th anniversary of MLK here. This is before I was born. Same with you, Nemi. Same with you, Benjamin. This is history at this point, and old history. We're told that at some point police were, better, more upstanding. They respected people's rights. They stayed out of people's business.
They kept the peace.
Yeah, they kept the peace. That's, we want to go back. That's another idea you hear on Free Talk Live sometimes, is we want to go back to the time that law enforcement officers were peace officers. And I don't know when this time was.
It was in my town when I was growing up.
Yeah, sure. I'm not saying it's not true in certain places.
Right, and it's certainly not now.
But they were kicking the teeth out of people that were riding buses to advocate for the civil rights of black people in the South. I can only assume that the people in the South weren't the only bad people in the nation or the world, and that likely this was the attitude throughout the planet. It still is the attitude throughout the planet. These are the same people.
Yeah, I think where a lot of that comes, let's go back to the way things were, has a lot to do with a very human thing, which is nostalgia, where we all have the tendency to look back at our lives and more often remember the good than remember the bad. You're more likely to forget the bad and less likely to forget the good. And I think that just kind of accumulates over time, and we get this kind of false sense of what the past was like. Things weren't better 50 years ago for human civilization. It's not like I actually had this conversation the other day with my mother. I was telling her, look, you know, because I saw somebody say, we need to go back and restore the First Amendment and free speech. It was less than 10 years after the Constitution was signed that you had John Adams going and signing the Alien and Sedition Act and throwing congressmen in jail. I don't understand what this, let's go back to the way things were. At what point in American history were things perfect or significantly better?
Or significantly better. And I tend to think that they were actually worse, that there weren't more laws necessarily. Clearly there were not more laws, but that those in power could get away with doing far more without having to worry about it, because they didn't have cameras, they didn't have communication. If you can imagine, the civil rights movement wouldn't have taken nearly as long if they had Twitter.
Right. They would have been more easily able to organize and disseminate the atrocities that were going on. I just think we need to remember when we're talking about how horrible things are, what we face as liberty activists, to keep in mind that they're not too long ago, people who are still alive were at one point willing to do civil disobedience in a state and in a place and time under conditions where they were willing to give up their lives in a very real sense.
I believe that's true in New Hampshire as well.
I think some. So let me ask you this thing about civil disobedience. Did civil disobedience speed up the process of the adoption of the belief of people that that blacks were equal to whites or that kind of thing? Or did it make it happen, or did it not change anything at all?
I don't know that it sped up the adoption, maybe necessarily, but definitely when you're a person and maybe on the fence or whatever, you're just kind of, I hate to say race, but you're racist because you're culturally racist. Oh, well, we've always been like this. When you start seeing people stand up for themselves and say, no, we're human beings, you might go, yeah. So there is an aspect of to people being confronted with their beliefs when people are willing to stand up for themselves about that issue.
I kind of feel like what it does is it brings an issue to the forefront. For instance, we're seeing things around gay marriage where when in the late 90s, this wasn't a topic that was being talked about.
Not widely.
Yeah, I wasn't.
Certainly not in the 80s.
It was certainly not in the 80s, but anywhere in the 90s, I wasn't hearing anybody talk about gay marriage. It just wasn't a conversation. I guess first you had to get through the acceptance that people might be gay, and I think that all started for me. That all started with Three's Company and the Jack Tripper, you know, the character there that wasn't actually gay, was just pretending to be gay in California so that he could have to.
Really, was he?
What's that?
Was he?
He was pretending. The character was pretending.
I watched it a little bit when I was a kid, but never went back to it, I guess.
And I think that this is one of the ways that Hollywood's very good about exposing us to new ideas and acclimating us in those ways. I think it's it can do it in a very ham-fisted way, because I really hate to see that that meeting of friends where there's the one black guy, the one Chinese guy, and then, you know, a couple of different shades of white guy sitting around having a beer, or they'll do it with women too, talking about tampons. Whatever it is that they do, they'll have this multicultural little group that it always, to me, looks ham-fisted. It's not that I'm against a multicultural groups. It's just that it's
very contrived.
Yeah, if it's contrived, it isn't as powerful as it used to be. But I think that it can bring the ideas to the forefront, and I think that for different people, there can be too much, and for different people, that too much is at different points. And I think it's very that civil disobedience itself is a very confrontational thing and difficult to really sort of nail down.
I think it's a very powerful tool, but just like with any kind of project, you need multiple different tools. It's not a one-size-fits-all solution to anything.
I agree.
Benjamin, thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE, or you can contact us through Skype. We're username lrn.fm. You'll have to send a request first. It's lrn.fm on Skype for 855-450-FREE.
Calling all makeup lovers. Bare Minerals Foundation just won its 8th Glammy Award for Best Foundation. And to celebrate, we're offering risk-free trials to all women nationwide. That's right. Every woman who calls right now can get a full-size risk-free trial of our number one selling foundation. For yours, call 1-800-953-2358. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. Glamour magazine calls this foundation a magic eraser. Allure, InStyle, and Elle rave about how it's naturally radiant and good for you. Makeup so pure, you can sleep in it. And clinically proven to promote clearer, healthier-looking skin for all skin types. Join the millions who've already tried Bare Minerals and fallen in love with their skin again. Call now to find out how you can participate in our nationwide risk-free trial and see for yourself. Plus, we'll send you a free 5-piece makeup set, our gift to you. Hurry, you don't want to miss this exclusive radio-only offer. 1-800-953-2358. 1-800-953-2358.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, all you Dead Doctors Don't Lie fans, this is Justin Baker. If you missed the Doc Wallach seminar in January right here in Santa Cruz, then now is your chance to see him again. Dr. Wallach is going to be doing a Central California health tour the first week in September 2013. You'll have 4 opportunities to attend his world-renowned health lecture, which is helping people from around the globe reverse disease. Doc will be at the Pacific Cultural Center at 1307 Seabright Avenue in Santa Cruz on Tuesday, September 3rd. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. On Wednesday, September 4th at 6:30 p.m., we will be in Modesto at Soul Harvest Worship Center, 4718 Greenleaf Court, followed by 2 lectures on Thursday, September 5th at 10:30 a.m. at Mosswood Park Great Hall at 3612 Webster Street in Oakland. And the last event of the health tour will be in Sacramento the evening of September 5th at 6:30 p.m. at the Church of Scientology at 1007 6th Street. Don't miss these life-changing events. Seating is limited, so contact me today at 831-331-9523. That's 831-331-9523 to reserve your free VIP seats.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. You can give us a call, talk about whatever it is you want to talk about here on the live. What is this, Tuesday night? Wednesday night?
Wednesday night
edition.
I thought I was bad.
Yeah, well, you know, when you work for yourself and it's 6 days a week and your only day off is Friday, the days kind of breeze into
each
other. Yeah,
third shift does that to me, too.
It can be that way. 855-453. Ian is off hassling some
Rousing
elected officials about God knows what. And Ian and I just did an interview. He just left the studio. And we did it with David Nathan of ForceFieldEnergy.com. And what I wanted to do was find out just more about everything that they do at ForceFieldEnergy.com. I've recently bought some stock from them, and they are advertising on the show. Stock has risks. I have those risks with you, though, because I'm in for the long haul here on ForceFieldEnergy.com, because I think that they have some really great opportunities. They've got like $40 million worth of contracts out in the LED lighting sector for big businesses. They make it possible for big businesses to get LED lighting at a profit in the first year. When do you buy something and make a profit in the first year? That's one of the reasons I think that ForceFieldEnergy.com is poised to move. I think it's worth the buy now. It's $5.19 right now. Anybody can buy FNRG through their brokerage account, whatever way they may do that. But for those that have $25,000 and want to get into the private placement, and I recommend this, you can get that $5.19 stock at $4 a share. Now you got to hold it for 6 months, but at the end of that, you get a warrant. And that's allows you to go ahead and double your money again. It's a really amazing offer. ForceFieldEnergy.com. Go there. Click on the Contact Us link. Get in touch with them and get involved, because I believe it to be a great company. If you want to hear more, you can go to our Facebook page, facebook.freetalklive.com, and my interview with David Nathan's right up there right now for the listening. Again, ForceFieldEnergy.com. So, Nimmy.
Mark.
What's brought up? In some show prep, and apparently
you inspired me.
Something I said bothered you.
Well, it didn't. Well, it bothered me, not like it upset me that you said what you said. Just because I hope it's not truly true. I am a 125 pound girl, and you are a bigger dude with at least a foot on me, and probably at least 50 pounds, right?
Yeah, I think that's I certainly outweigh you, and I'm taller than you are. Sure.
And so I was talking with you after the show on the porch last weekend, and you said something that kind of took me back a little bit. And you said I scare you, and I'd like to, and it kind of inspired some thoughts on my part, and I brought in some great show prep this week, and I really wanted to talk to you about it.
Okay.
So I was hoping maybe you could elaborate a little bit on that.
All righty. So you want to do that now?
Yeah, do that now. Go ahead.
So I think that, it's just a way of saying that I think you're kind of a tough person that doesn't take much crap.
That is true.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, I appreciate that. So you're not like cowering in your basement wondering that I'm...
You know. I don't think you're going to do anything to me, no. But, you're certainly not the kind to be run over.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah.
You're not going to try anything.
Well,
know. Sugar bridges. You have tried talking sweet, but you don't get very far. But it gave me a lot to think about, and I
do
would
like
agree.
To give you good teasing in that arena.
I would agree that I don't put up with a lot of stuff. And Nemi is short for the name Nemesis, who is the Greek goddess of retributive justice. I don't get out of bed in the morning to go out and mess with anyone, but mess with me or mine, and all bets are off probably.
Gotcha.
But it's kind of got me thinking about you had said something when I quizzed you about it after you said so. I'm like, you're not really scared of me, are you, Mark? And you're like, you're a high conflict person, which is very true. The circumstances, I know a lot of the listeners and right now don't know the circumstances going on in my life right now, but I certainly do have a tremendous amount of upheaval and conflict in my life right now. And so I kind of feel like I'm in this a very defensive, kind of hypervigilant defensive stance and dealing with all the things that are kind of coming at me. But also I can see what you're saying, Mark, that I'm kind of not going to take it lying down and it's not going to get me down. But in doing some reading, because I do a lot of reading and for show prep, I came across this thing that I wanted to bring in. It's called dealing with high conflict people. Because there, in my experience, there are some people, and I can be one of them, certainly, where someone's not really easy to get along with.
Right. I think that there's a difference between somebody sort of prickly and a person who doesn't take any crap.
Right.
And I think I can see how both of those people would get tossed into one category.
Right. And I think that's an important distinction to make. So here I have a piece from Ryan Bannerman Associates. Where it says, dealing with high-conflict people. Occasionally, you will run across a difficult person who seems to be frequently involved in conflict. Your paths may cross in various interpersonal situations, informally at work, as part of a structured team, and perhaps as well formally in legal disputes. That's not
that's where you want.
You don't want to meet one of those in a legal dispute.
No, I don't.
This summary will introduce you to the common behaviors and characteristics of high conflict people as well. It will help you understand the triggers for these behaviors and provide strategies, both personal and organizational, that can be used to deal with them as productively as possible. So, a larger-than-life personality can sometimes leave distressed colleagues, suppliers, direct reports, and others in their wake, dealing with
this. The prima donna, known in like on the television prima donna,
and maybe so, like a bridezilla sort of.
I suppose. I guess. But what I'm thinking of is that people in famous people are sort of known for being difficult to deal with.
Mm.
That they would demand, they'd be demanding, that they would be less caring about the feelings of the people with whom they're speaking. Perhaps. That they might expect their money or their reputation to somehow substitute for treating somebody with respect and dignity.
Sure, absolutely. And there's a how to recognize a high conflict behaviors in a person, especially under stress. Certain individuals display these behaviors more often than others. They argue, personally attack their colleagues or friends, frequently display high emotion, anger or tears, freeze people out, ignore them for weeks at a time, or overall seem drawn to conflicts, are often considered high maintenance. You may also notice they have a low tolerance of stress or distress, even to the point of not being able to tolerate any disagreement with their opinions at all. On the plus side, some people who exhibit high conflict behaviors are paradoxically high performers. They may display a high level, as you're saying, the Hollywood superstars, may display a high level of productive energy, act as catalysts for change, be extremely smart, and demonstrate great output of high-quality deliverables. Often they can be engaging, charming, but constantly on the run, they demonstrate a sense of urgency much beloved by change experts and CEOs. They set high standards for themselves and others.
And what I've often found when dealing with folks like that is that the charming thing is something that they do to get what they want, and that they can turn on and turn off that charming thing depending on the situation and how they feel like it's going to benefit them in the circumstance. Some people will expect Ian or me to act this way, and since we don't really qualify as famous,
right?
I can't afford to act like this, So I think that oftentimes when I meet people at the Porcupine Freedom Festival or Liberty Forum, they're not expecting someone to be as approachable as
I am. Right, down to earth. Sure, they're kind of starstruck too.
Certainly, I don't let them do that for very long. 855 453 Free Talk Live. It's uncomfortable. 855 free.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Chef 5-Minute Meals, the complete self-contained bug-out meal. No water needed to rehydrate this survival food. Everything for a hot home-style meal is already included. Steaming hot in just 5 minutes, anytime, anywhere. Perfect for disasters or distress, yet great for every day. Shelf-stable for 5 years without refrigeration. For a limited time, buy a 12-pack of assorted meals and get free shipping to the lower 48. Order at chef5mm.com or call 888-959-6502.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live! 855-453. Said the telephone number wrong on the way out on the last segment. It's mortifying. 855-453. You can Skype us at lrn.fm. That's our username on Skype. You'll need to send a request first before we can really get you on the air. But we'll accept it. Don't worry. That's lrn.fm on Skype. And it's Mark with you.
And Nemi.
Go ahead, and Nimi, I'd like to hear more techniques for dealing with high-conflict people.
High-conflict people. That's what we're talking about this evening. So the impact of some high-conflict behavior is larger-than-life personalities can leave distressed people in their wake, at which dealing with them requires an inordinate amount.
So larger-than-life personalities just means jerks, right?
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
I would consider myself a larger-than-life personality. I got nothing but personality, baby.
Okay.
But I'm not a jerk, necessarily. I certainly can be, but not usually. I think you can attest to that anyway. So
get your moments.
I know, certainly. Meeting after the meeting phenomenon, where people gather to debrief and try to understand what the heck just happened. In one high-conflict situation, a survey of 6 team members revealed that, on average, each team member spent 3 hours a day trying to de-stress after meetings and or strategizing on how to handle the next meeting with a high-conflict coworker. This use of time is reflected in delays on projects, higher absenteeism, and higher turnover. Granted, this document I'm reading from is from an organizational kind of coach person who deals with businesses.
But it's the truth is that, you know, being in sales, you'll often find that people that are quite good at sales tend to be of the opinion in the office place. This is just a tendency that what's going on for them is the most important thing, mm-hmm. and that you know they're the Joe Montana of the operation.
Right.
I think that there's an argument for what they say, but I don't think that there's any excuse for treating anybody that you may perceive to be beneath you or who is beneath you with anything less than dignity.
Right, I would certainly agree with that.
Now, sometimes people will demand more than is possible to run an efficient operation, mm-hmm. we're going to have a conversation about that.
Sure.
But everybody deserves dignity.
I would agree. And I think here that this starts to get into is when you're dealing with someone who's a difficult person to get along with, it's tactics on how to kind of get yourself beyond the point of that, well, this person isn't even worth my time, and to treat them with dignity in some regard. So many people try to handle high conflict behavior logically, try to dissect the situation, understand why someone reacted in a particular way. When you can't explain when a person reacts so strongly in a situation, you can find yourself at a loss, leading you to feel more uncertain and anxious around the person and find yourself walking on eggshells to try to avoid triggering the same behavior.
It stinks. It's a terrible way to live. I've certainly been in work situations mm-hmm. where you're, you know, oh my God, when's it going to happen again?
Right.
You're like an abused spouse.
Right, sure.
That's what it is. Yep. It is abuse.
Yep.
There's no doubt about it. This is what abuse looks like.
So first thing to see are the common triggers. Stressful or fast-paced situations with a deadline, especially where it looks like the deadline might not be met. Open public disagreement with a person's espoused position or opinion. A deliverable or task that doesn't meet the high conflict person's standards, regardless of whether those standards have been clearly articulated, conveyed, or are even possible, or anything that threatens the person's identity or public image, including how those around them may reflect on this identity or image.
Now, this is really an issue when it comes to work, is oftentimes people will chasten or go after somebody publicly.
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't effective whether you can dominate this individual or not.
I see that mostly as a motivator by shame or embarrassment, or you know, that's how I usually see a person who tries to air things like that in a public forum versus privately.
You know, maybe that's effective for some people.
Yeah.
To motivate somebody else through shame. It's possible, I suppose.
I think it would be much more.
I don't want to live there or work there, though.
Short-term effect rather than actually changing the underlying cause. So,
can you imagine even if that's how I have to motivate my employees? I don't want to work with those people that I have to motivate in
that way.
Fashion.
I would agree. Absolutely. Absolutely. So what happens, according to the author here, a high-conflict person immediately perceives a very personal threat to any of these situations.
Okay. Yeah,
understandably.
Sure.
But this is a very, very personal threat and reacts with what this person calls a mistaken assessment of danger. The high-conflict person then acts out with behavior that is defensively aggressive, or aggressively defensive. This then provokes negative feedback from colleagues, which unfortunately serves to validate the mistaken assessment of danger and lead to another cycle. So it turns into a cycle where you see someone who's high conflict, who's very defensive, and you chastise them, or they're going to meet a deadline, or this is the time you want to talk about how they're not going to get a raise or a Christmas bonus.
Mm-hmm.
And they take it as a very personal threat and respond in kind.
You know, the defensive behavior, for me, I'd really dislike it. It serves so little, and so many people, when they get defensive, won't be truthful. They won't. Once they perceive a threat out there, they immediately start throwing up every defense in the world, and in the process, they won't allow you to use reason in order to solve a problem. I've had this happen with more than one person. I mean, it's not an unusual thing for somebody to just basically abandon truth in the search for their opinion to be correct.
Sure. And there's a drive for a need to be right despite
sure.
any evidence to the contrary. I've certainly seen that as well.
I've heard it posited that the whole meaning of life is for us to be right and to avoid being wrong.
Hmm.
So that's what, you know, underlying the people want, and this is why they use domination techniques, because if you're dominating, you're definitely right.
Hmm.
So
I don't know that dominating someone necessarily makes you right.
Oh, I don't mean
actually being right. It means that you win the battle, maybe not the war. I can speak definitely as a defensive person. I think for me, an important quality in my dealings is that I feel safe. And maybe I have a greater hairpin trigger based on my life experiences mm-hmm. for not feeling safe. So okay. I may be acting or feeling a little more defensive than your average bear in my dealings, and that may lead me to seem standoffish or unfriendly or difficult to get along with.
When dealing with somebody who might be feeling defensive, then the first thing to do is to show them a safe place so that we can then approach whatever the problem is.
Genuine empathy.
Okay.
Try to genuinely empathize with the person as a person. And the danger, whatever danger, as we outlined a few bullet points before, but certainly right. There are more. Try to empathize with the person as a person and the danger that they perceive they are in. It's not easy, always. Must be done genuinely. You have to mean it.
Yep.
It does not mean that you agree with them or you condone their behavior. It just means putting those judgments aside, delaying your instinct to provide immediate feedback and trying to understand what the person who's having difficulty is dealing with. It may help you to find something about them that you can agree with. For example, they may have a very combative style that you find difficult, but at the same time demonstrate good intentions or a willingness to work towards some common goals.
You know, sometimes I wonder about showing too much empathy, because people got all their problems, you know, like everybody's got problems, whatever those problems might be. And there's more than a small segment of society that if you give them too much of an ear for whatever their problems are, that you can no longer get productive work out of them.
I think there's a fine line. I think that's absolutely a fair assessment. But I think that, again, it's treating someone with respect.
Sure.
And maybe someone else may need a little more empathy than you might need in a similar situation. I think awareness is half the battle. So then the second tactic here we can get to after this in the next segment. Attention, respect, and setting limits for high-conflict people.
Attention, respect, and setting limits.
Yes.
I see. Or arsehole. 855-453. Had a situation with a high-conflict person? How'd you deal with it? 855-453. Free Talk Live.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call and talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been talking about techniques for dealing with high-conflict people, and I think they're very valuable. Speaking of high-conflict situations, the website at freetalklive.com and lrn.fm are down. Is that right?
That is right.
Yep.
Freekeen is down as well. But they are getting worked on. We do know about the problem.
Right. But it's understood. We know they're down. And thank you for the help. We're working on doing everything that can be done, which is to say we can do nothing.
And all the reports. Well, right. No, there's some things to do.
Now, the chat is up, though, right?
Yep, chat's up. And the listen lines are up.
Chat.freetalklive.com and listen.freetalklive.com.
Well, it's iTunes.
Okay.
And the streams are up.
Okay.
Beg pardon.
So I'm not entirely sure how to get a hold of those.
If you can't get to listen.freetalklive.com.
Let's put it on, why don't you put the streams that are up, a link to them, on the Facebook page.
I can do that.
At facebook.freetalklive.com. And for the folks in the chat room who are playing the chat room drinking game, apparently every time I mention pork,
yes,
bacon,
that's right,
ham,
mm-hmm,
some kind of pig product,
that's right,
they've got a drink, so that's four shots right there, right?
That's right. And I told them in chat that you did tell me that Ian went out to see the pigs today.
Yep. And you know,
there it is again.
He did get to see the pigs. I was actually scratching the pigs with the pig brush.
That's right.
He had the opportunity to enjoy that activity.
If the cam were up, we could be running a counter of how many drinks people need to be drinking.
It's quite a few. And, you know, I hope everything's swine with those people in the chat room at chat.freetalklive.com. So everything's swine at bitcoinstore.com, too. They've got more than 500,000 items. Most of them are consumer electronics. That's what they specialize in there. And they've got them at a 0% markup from the world's largest consumer electronics distributor. This is wholesale pricing. You want wholesale pricing on consumer electronics, you can't find it anyplace else because obviously places have to make money. They aren't in it for the same reasons that BitcoinStore.com is in it. BitcoinStore.com is in it, well, to bring you the best prices on consumer electronics, only in Bitcoins, though. That's the catch. You have to have Bitcoins to buy things from BitcoinStore.com, and they're... It's the easiest way to convert your bitcoins into real-world items. Bitcoins have been on the move here recently. Some people want to cash out. Best way to cash out? Get that laptop, that flat-screen TV, the tablet, the music MP3 player, camera, whatever it is that you're looking for, they've got it. And they've got it at the best price at bitcoinstore.com. Shipping's great, and... because it's paid for, you don't have to worry about shipping addresses or anything like that. You can ship it to Santa Claus at some kind of P.O. box, as far as they're concerned. It's BitcoinStore.com. So, techniques, respect, what is it?
Let's see. We've got empathy, attention, respect, and setting limits.
Okay.
So we're talking about dealing with high-conflict people, and I pulled up how to recognize a high-conflict person, and here's a pretty good description. Conflict seems to be at the center of some people's lives. Every challenge, every dispute, and every argument becomes a fight to the death. They feel like their very existence is at stake. These people are driven by deep fears. Their whole lives are organized around these fears. This seems normal to them and believe that everyone else thinks the same way they do or has the same experience they do.
Okay.
And in this lens, we're given the basic tools and resources to recognize, understand, and deal with these high-conflict people rather than kind of take them on by the horns or head-to-head, is that very rarely ever works out, especially if it's your boss you're dealing with.
Right. I mean, there are people in this world that, sadly, we seem to have to deal with.
Yep.
And the best way to deal with those people is generally not defeating them. Attempting to defeat people with whom you have to deal, it's going to usually result in a bad day for everybody involved.
Right, and unpleasantness. I know several people who sort of enjoy that kind of dynamic, but I'm not one of them. So we started out with...
Let them go find it someplace else.
Right, absolutely.
You don't need to steal my peace. It's so hard to find peace and tranquility in this world.
Yes, it is.
And when you've got it, don't give it to one of these people that feeds on conflict.
Right.
Don't give it to them.
So empathy.
They're not going to do anything good with it.
We've covered empathy. Now attention is the next step. So give the person and their concerns your undivided attention. This is a validation of the person and shows that you care about them and the issues they are bringing up. This may take longer than you expect. Alternatively, it can sometimes only take minutes of focused attention to lower the emotional tone and refocus on the issues that need to be addressed.
Okay.
If you are struggling with this, as in this person's behavior doesn't merit attention, or this person needs way more attention than everyone else seems to need.
Yeah.
Try to view this.
I really love those people, the people that just need more and more attention. And it seems like when you give them more attention in a particular instance to get them on their way, you think you've got it all handled. And then the next day or the next hour or the next afternoon or the next week,
They need it again. Because you did such a good job the first time.
Right. Now I'm your life coach. Yay.
Right. Exactly. And that becomes detached with love, Mark.
This is, by the way, I'm reasonably good at this if dealing with somebody one time. But it's draining as it could possibly be for me because I feel like, look, I'm a self-starter. I can make things happen
for
me.
What the heck's wrong with you?
And right. I just, you know, it's hard enough keeping my life moving in the direction I want it to move. And in order to sit there and jumpstart your car every day, it's slowing me down here.
Right? It sure is. And I can see the frustration in that. Absolutely. I've lived it myself. So we'll get to that in the setting limits part here. So we're trying to view this right now as an investment of time and an alternative approach. You can decide after you've tried it if you find it worthwhile. And as we talked about before, be respectful in your dealings, in tone, body language, choice of words. Again, you may struggle with this because this may not be what you're receiving in turn from a high-conflict person. One way to look at this is that being respectful is a value or principle that you hold, and you try to treat people respectfully regardless of their behavior.
You know, sometimes I'll use language or tone to get across, to emphasize a point that isn't intended in any way to be insulting or combative. However, because the tone I'm using might be loud, I'm kind of a loud guy. I talk on the radio, I'll raise my voice. Because my tone might be loud, or I might use language in order to make a point, it comes across as though I'm being combative and attempting to dominate the person.
Mm-hmm.
What I've found, for me, is the best thing to do is, when you can, keep the tone down and don't use dirty words.
I've had great conversations with Jason Talley over the course of the last week about the use of aggressive language and de-escalating a situation.
Right.
And it's been interesting. because certainly I'm one to, my instinct is generally to defend myself with my words and not necessarily not use the potty word, but certainly not be openly combative. Anything that I have to say is generally in a defensive stance.
And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with, you know, the wordy dirds. I'm just saying that they can easily be misconstrued.
Absolutely.
And in business, rarely does it make sense to use that language. Rarely does it. Now, there might be times when one can really close a deal or make something work with a wordy dirt, but generally, I think it's best just to leave that for happy hour.
Yes. Okay. So research shows that respectful interactions lower the emotional intensity of interactions, while disrespectful actions lead to an escalation of conflict.
Well, I hope they didn't pay too much for that research.
Right, I know, right? Think of it as role modeling for the other person of how people should treat each other. Over time, their behavior may improve in return. And then we get to setting limits, which is where you were mentioning you have someone who comes to you and just drains you day after day. You do the job once, and they come back for more, you know, trying to get the same fix of emotional relief, I suppose.
The little charge up.
So once the emotional intensity has been lowered, you may be in a position to set a limit. It's not simple. It varies with different situations, particularly if the high-conflict person is your leader. Be careful that the limits you set are
ones... Take us to your mean leader.
That's right. Be careful that the limits are ones that you can enforce and that you will do so the first time you are challenged, regardless of the circumstances in which you are challenged. If you say, I'll work with you on this as I appreciate the skills and perspective that you bring, I must say as well that if I see shouting, swearing, or personal attacks, I will have to stop collaborating with you. You should be prepared to call the behavior the next time it happens.
You know, you got to set limits, and if this occurs, yeah, absolutely, 100%.
Baby steps, it sounds like. Very simple things that you can then reinforce and compliment someone on and say, gosh, you got through that without swearing, shouting, or attacking someone personally.
Abusers, they abuse. Have you been abused in a work situation? 855-453.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
This Labor Day weekend, Guitar Center has life-changing deals throughout the store. One example, the Thalumite. How about $100 off a full-size Martin acoustic guitar, now just $399. Or an AKG vocal mic, just $19. Elisa studio monitors, just $49 a pair. That's just $49 for a pair of studio monitors with a bass so powerful, you'll feel like an angry kangaroo is jumping on your chest, in a good way. Experience this and more at the Guitar Center Labor Day sale, now through Monday.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.